Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord and thank you, Jesus? Yeah, you can come on in if you want to praise the Lord. And oh, you want to be? Oh, okay. Thank you. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon, meeting the day before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve, right? And doesn't Santa come down the chimney on Thanksgiving Eve, or is that... Some other, yeah. I think it's close to this, but we have a smaller crowd today, but the restaurant is jumping. There must be close to full capacity. So, this is a Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on Jesus and how he has impacted the life of a businessman. We have something at work called the God Report, and something just that we have one meeting a week, about 45 minutes, where we just go over what we have to do and new business and things like that. But one of the guys... that works with us is also a Baptist preacher down in Jodico, south of Atlanta. And he said they had five people testify to being healed within the last 3 months at their Sunday night service. And miraculous healings like a couple knees, MS, COPD, and some really serious things. And all he does is to open up the church to pray for each other and then to have a platform for testimonies. So Bill Johnson one time said that testimony really means do it again, God. And so when we share what Jesus has done, we create an environment of faith where he can do it again. And he can and will do it again. I mean, he can do it anytime, but I think... a lot of times we have the, there's Larry Schrader coming in. We have the part to play in that by inviting him into our situation and our circumstances. And I believe that God created the earth to not to rule it and dominate it, but to have people that had free will to choose him or reject him. And, of course, we know that Adam and Eve rejected God by doing what he said not to do, but they had the free will to do that. And so we have to, I believe, be proactive in asking Jesus to heal people, to intervene in our work, to intervene in our relationships. And I believe that the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so reading Scripture is a key part of knowing what to pray for and to give us the faith to do that. And we have How About Them Dogs Larry Schrader here. So just in time to do his part. So I haven't done the opening prayer yet. Would you do that? And sure. And then... continuing what you're doing. Welcome, Larry Schrader.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time of year where we can reflect on your blessings in our lives, Father. I pray that this year that we'll be especially sensitive to those that maybe are not blessed to the same level we are. And have a kind word, a kind action for them. As we think about, Father, the people that have affected us indirectly and directly, that helped us along the way, we know we didn't do it by ourselves, Father, but we appreciate so much the blessings of others in our lives. As we consider the gift that you gave, Father, and your plan of salvation that enabled us all to have a relationship with you that empowers us to go and tell others the good news. We just thank you for the ability to be here today. Pray you bless the food. And Lord, I just pray your blessing on each one here today. On everybody that speaks today, I pray that there'll be a special anointing, that you'll be able to guide their words, and it'll be like it's spoken from you through us. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pardon? Yeah. I knew that. It's good to have people that help me. I was thinking about the help you've given me, George, with our side business and the stock market. I was thinking about the time that I said, George, I got this thing figured out. You remember that day? Didn't last long. But you know what? That attitude, though, of understanding that we hadn't got it all figured out, is what will enable us to figure it out. I ran across a quote from John Maxwell, as a matter of fact. And the quote says, John said, I was once asked by an interviewer, what's the greatest difference between your leadership in your 30s and today? And after a moment of reflection, I replied, in my 30s, I gave a lot of direction. And today I ask a lot of questions. And I like Maxwell because I really identify with so much of what he says. He's able to verbalize the thought that we've got within. And Lord knows that today we have so many things we hadn't figured out. And if we can talk to someone that does have it figured out, we can ask those questions. Eddie Mayfield and I went over to Charlotte on the 8th of November for a deep and wide conference where Andy Stanley spoke the entire day and taught some concepts he had that really challenged our thinking on some things. And I told Eddie, of course, this was a church leader group. And I told Eddie, I said, man, you really need to be a mature Christian to be able to take this. Because there's so many Christians that say, no, I'm not going to listen to that. I don't believe it. Well, listen, there might be part of it you believe. You don't have to believe the whole thing. In fact, as I think about the scripture in Luke 9, let me just read it to you, starting with verse 1 and 2. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Then on down in verse 49, John came to him and says, Master, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name and we tried to stop him because he's not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for whoever is not against you is for you. I've got a close friend that I saw on Sunday. They had a dedication or a celebration, I should say, for Richard King's retirement at Mountain Park First Baptist Church. And he had such an impact. It's the reason I was thinking directly and indirectly. And as I told Richard, I was fortunate enough to see him before the service really started and tell him the impact that he had on my children is part of the blessing in my life, and I wanted to know how much I appreciated it. He said, oh, well, you did the hard part. I did the easy part. And I said, well, the part you did, Richard, was so essential in their well-being for the rest of their life. And as I thought about the indirect impact that Richard had on my life, I started thinking about the impact that Andy Stanley has now had on Eddie and my life for making us look at some things that are not exactly the way we are. In fact, the good friend I had there that I saw at that celebration was Doug Cox. He's been here before. He's the associate pastor there for many, many years. And I said, Doug, I understand you go to Daddy Stanley's church. No, I don't go to Andy Stanley's church. I go to Charles Stanley's church. I said, that's what I said, Daddy Stanley. And he said, yeah. It said, Eddie told me that you and he went to that meeting in Charlotte. And he is just off base on what he's teaching. And what he's talking about there, I'm not going to get into teaching it because it's too hard, but we've got a pretty mature group here. He is talking about God's plan in the beginning was to the Jews in the Old Testament. But then there was a new covenant with the New Testament. He talks about Jesus being on the cross and saying, it is finished. Because that part of what God was doing was finished. But the resurrection is what brings the new life into what we follow. Jesus had followers on the cross that followed all the way to the cross, and many of them had fallen away before then. There was a time that Jesus talked about breaking bread, this is my body, drinking the wine, this is my blood. And if you remember the Testaments, if you read that in there, some of them said, man, this is weird. We're not following this anymore. And they fell away at that because they couldn't understand it. They could not look beyond what was coming from his lips and could not understand the significance of what he was saying. But it's carried on over and over again, the Lord's Supper in the churches, the communion. I think as we are faced with so many things, the many cultures that we deal with, we cannot be so strong-willed and determined that we're right or we're going to miss the opportunity to influence somebody else. And many times, it's in business that we'll be able to influence them. I believe God controls that business part of our life. He controls the family. He controls the spiritual part. And I believe as long as we are constantly in communication with him, that relationship is the main thing that needs to be right. And because of that, we'll find favor in our activities. We'll find favor in influencing others, whether it be in the spiritual realm, whether it be in the business realm, wherever God puts us, I believe that we will have favor just like Jesus empowered. He gave the power to his disciples to go out and heal the sick and cast out the demons. We also have that power when we accept Jesus. He didn't take that back. In fact, when he left, he said, I'm leaving with you a comforter, which will be, you'll be able to understand all these things. I pray during this holiday season that we may be able to help some people understand what Jesus did in that resurrection and giving his life and how that resurrection was an important part that if we accept it, many of the people that saw it, saw him rise again firsthand can believe it. And we have to do it by faith. But you know, people can tell where we really have the passion and really believe it. I believe that we are empowered to do that. What we're celebrating during this season with Christmas coming up, of Jesus coming to the earth so that he could teach some things here by actually doing some things, even as he's teaching some things. We need to constantly be in harmony with him and through with God through Jesus to do more than we've ever done before. And I believe we can do it. Let's praise the Lord together.
Thanks, Larry. Just one more comment before I introduce George. Not always being right is something that's very hard for me to do with my Germanic background. At least that's what I blame it on. But I was telling our salesman, Steve Shelby, who's really a great guy, that our sales have increased dramatically since I quit talking to our customers. Just so you know that. I'm confessing that now. But anyway, with that, let's go ahead and introduce our speaker.